We're visiting today with the Dirt Road Dietitian, also known as Sherry Glazier. If you follow her on Instagram, you know that beef is a very important thing, not just beef, but agriculture in general. Tell us a little bit about how you became the Dirt Road Dietitian.
Well, the name pretty much speaks for itself, I would assume. We just live a pretty simple life on a dirt road. It's now a dusty road because it's rock, but we live on a dirt road. But as a dietitian, I obviously work with a lot of clients and a lot of people that just have no connection to agriculture, and it's just something I've always grown up with, and I've always just known it. But the longer I've gone on in life, I've realized that people really have no idea what we do on a day-to-day basis. I grew up on a farm west of Kingfisher, and I married a farmer as well, too, and I would say co-owner now. But I just wanted to start sharing what we do, and so then I got the courage to just start sharing it on social media. And I would just say it's just all in the stories, because I'm a lot of back behind the scenes. A lot of what we do is behind the scenes. It's not flashy. It's never worthy of an actual post on those squares. But, you know, I am nothing special. I am just like everybody else, but I wanted to show them what we do on a daily basis. And I like to also bring that into the kitchen as well, too, because everybody's asking what's for dinner, what's for supper. And I just started sharing simple suppers as well, too. And so bringing in what we do, being extremely relatable, and sharing sometimes a little bit of funny and just sometimes stuff, just this is just how it works out. It's kind of how the Dirt Road Dietitian came to be.
Well, because you have kids too, so it's not always easy.
Absolutely not. And people are very, you know, we're not given a lot of tools about really what should we feed our kids, what should we feed our family. All people know is a lot of fear. They know a lot of labels. They see things that are, you know, if it says this is gluten-free, this is lactose-free, this is all free from something, then they're like, well, what should I even be
What's
doing?
Left?
Yeah. And so no surprise that, you know, I'm a big advocate for feeding beef for our family, feeding beef to babies, feeding beef all across the lifespan, because it's such an authentically nutrient-rich source of protein that it's just vitally important, let alone protein, but also the iron, the zinc, the B12, all those things, nutrients that we need. But I also feel like we have to give confidence to those that are feeding their families, because it's not something that's just inherently given.
Right, because you hear a lot of, miscommunications about red meat, or why we shouldn't do this or why we shouldn't do that. But realistically, beef is one of the best things that we can feed our kids.
Absolutely. It's an authentically nutrient-rich protein source. And it may not be so much about the beef itself. I love beef, but it's also what else are we serving it with? What is on the other half of that plate? We know fruits and vegetables are important, but how can we incorporate that while we're still enjoying the food that we're eating? Mm-hmm. And you can incorporate beef with that, because the reason why people eat beef is because it tastes good, primarily. They love it. And so how can we build confidence around that anchoring source of protein? And that's partially what I like to share. And just, you know, like it's delicious and it's fun. And also sometimes your kids just don't eat what you serve, and that's okay too.
Happens to the best of us, doesn't it? Well, you've done a great job about not only incorporating the beef that you have on the farm, but other things on your farm to kind of let people know this is where it actually comes from.
And that is what is so empowering to me, I guess. I didn't really realize what we do is so, I guess, cool to the eyes of other people. I've really been trying to, like, embrace reels. And, like, I did one just a wheat harvest. It just said, come along, harvest some wheat in Oklahoma. And just throughout the day, one picture was just harvesting at night. And the other one, feeding the crew, taking the wheat to the elevator. And simple things of, you know,
just like our everyday life.
Yeah, maintenance and all those types. And they were just like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. And it's just something I've done my entire life. But to be able to bring that to life, there's no other way to do that for me right now except for social media.
Right.
It's very entertaining to people, but you can also inspire and educate along the way. And it's okay if you don't wear makeup too.
Good to know. I'll keep that in mind for next time. You've also done a great job about just telling your story, because they're saying, you know, that's such an important thing to do right now, is we need to be the ones telling the story about beef and agriculture, and not letting people, like we mentioned, that probably think wheat just shows up in your cereal, as opposed to those people telling that story.
Right. There is a human behind every food source that we eat, and I think that's so easily forgotten. The groups I work with, a lot of times, all they think about is the distribution of food that we consume, not necessarily that there were actually hands in preparation and people that take care of the land and people that are planting varieties that are, you know, combating all these weather we don't know what's going to happen with Mother Nature, basically, and really bringing that all to life and making that seem like, you know, like there's a human behind all the food that we eat. And that's something I like to kind of bring to light as well, too.
Well, I think that's one thing that was actually beneficial through COVID is it made people want to know where things come from and how they can shop locally and how they can support their local farmers.
And much more open-minded to be able to understand why we do those things and that why it's necessary too. It just, a lot of it, just the way you can share can just be an education source. Not like I know it all, because I do not know it all.
Sure.
It's an additional thing to be a little bit of sharing as a farmer, because you have other farmers that watch you and they may do it differently than you. And what I've learned that it's okay, because every part of the United States, even Oklahoma, we're going to do things differently, because how we do things in Kingfisher County is not how it's happening east of I-35. We don't have that many trees.
Right.
So we're going to do things a little bit differently. But, and I also have learned too, through, you know, the terrible weather we had in February, being able to share through some of that, I've learned that other producers were even watching stories. And so I got information from Dr. Biggs, Dr. Rosalind Biggs, who shared, you know, hey, make sure, do not submerge that calf completely underwater. The mom may not take her back. I've had other producers share with me. They're like, thank you for sharing that, because I had never thought of that. And so I think there's a trickle-down effect. Even though you're thinking you might be reaching people outside of ag, you're still impacting those within ag and gaining their confidence as well, too.
Well, I love the fact that you've been able to actually stay active on social media, because sometimes it's hard for farmers and ranchers to actually tell the story because they're out like doing something and they're not social media savvy, or they're not able to share those relationships and those stories.
And I totally get it. And sometimes there's, you know, your phone doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a couple of pastures that I go to that I'd have no cell phone service there. And so, but I also know, yes, we are busy, but the phone is with you all the time, and you can upload pictures or take pictures along your day and then share them later in the day. I know people have a lot of rules about social media. I am aware of some of them, but I don't necessarily do them because I'm still going to share what I share, even though it doesn't fit the mold, because of time.
Right.
And also, I need to be present for my kids as well, too. So I don't want to be stuck in my phone all day. So it's just finding that balance and learning that you can really have an impact, because, again, social media is a way to reach people that way far away.
Well, I think that's what's great about you now. If the farmers don't want to, they can know that you are.
Yeah, just refer them and say, hey, go watch the Dirt Road Dietitian. And you know what's also impactful is I've had other friends that were like, that had questions about other cattle raising, and they said, hey, I bet the Dirt Road Dietitian might know the correct answer to this question. And I'm happy to help that as well, too, just to be a source of credible knowledge, which is also why I come to Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention as well, too, to stay up to date so I know I'm communicating appropriately.
Well, tell everybody where they can find you, just in case they're not following you like I am.
If you were on Instagram, I am Dirt Road Dietitian, and dietitian is DIETITIAN.
That's hard.
On Facebook as well, too. I have a website, all the same as well there, too. Come follow along and just let me know, too. Just say hi.
Awesome. We'll be in this adventure together.
We have to be in this adventure together.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.